Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Hey, well, it's Friday. No, it's not. It's Thursday. All right, one more day. We got a lot to get to today. The House Judiciary Committee has just passed an impeachment resolution. I'll explain what that means in a minute. We'll get to China. We've made some amazing progress on China. We'll get to Boone Pickens and 9/11 and the iPhone and Epstein and more. Coming up, we'll go over tonight's debate. So there's a House Judiciary Committee. I can't remember which is which. Nadler is the House Judiciary Committee.
Correct, yes.
He's also the House Oversight Committee?
No, that's Adam Schiff.
Oh, that's Adam Schiff. Okay, and then Elijah Cummings. Which one is that?
That's the Oversight. Well,
who knows what the hell
exactly.
They are.
I don't know.
You notice you could have the worst corruption in government, and somehow that doesn't, the House Oversight Committee doesn't look at that. But Trump went out with Stormy Daniels. That they got to look at. That's for the Government Oversight Committee. So it's the House Judiciary Committee. You're going to hear that they passed the resolution in the impeachment committee. What this is, it's just a little formal thing that just sets guidelines of how the investigation would run if it runs. There's like six things in this resolution. It doesn't mean anything. One is that it explains how they would subpoena material, how they would interview witnesses if they do this. And then it also has a thing in there that if they do this, it'll be an executive session, which means they don't have to disclose it to the public. It's just that kind of stuff. It's just procedural formalities. So that's all they passed today. They are in trouble. You can here's how you know when they've got nothing, when they've really got nothing. If you ever hear the word emollients clause, if you ever hear that, that means they've got nothing, nothing. Now, originally it was going to be Russia, collusion with Russia. As we know, that, I think we can all agree, right? That is off the table forever.
Not for these guys.
No, Russia.
Okay.
I think that's off the table.
Right. Well,
I don't think they'll ever try that Russia stuff. So the next thing was, well, if there was no Russian collusion, there was still obstruction. But you keep explaining this to you. You got to have three things to have obstruction. One, it has to be knowingly obstructing. Since there was no underlying crime, he knew there was no obstruction, so that's out. Also, it has to be something that's not within your normal powers. It's perfectly within the normal power of the president to fire the FBI director. Also, it has to be covert. Obviously, you fired him publicly. So there's no possible obstruction charge. Now, the other thing is this. They turn to this emollients clause. What does that mean, emollient?
I have no idea. Well, I know what it is, but I don't know what the word means.
Yeah, no one knows what the word means. In other words, you can't...
Can't profit from the government, right?
Profit from your job as president. So if everybody starts staying at the Trump Hotel, foreign leaders, everywhere, just to curry favor with the president, that's profiting from your job. However, the president, when he took office, signed an agreement that anybody like that, any government, anything, foreign leaders, anything, if they spend anything in the Trump Hotel, it's immediately turned over to the U.S. Treasury. And this has been done for the last 2.5 years or whatever. They write a check to the U.S. Treasury. No money has been taken by the Trump Organization. No profit from any of this stuff. Now, here's the other thing you got to remember. They get these crazy left-wing groups that will go to court. You know all these groups.
Mm-hmm. Like
MoveOn.org or this or that. So two of these groups have taken the president to court for these emollient clause violations. And in both trials, the judge looked at what they had and just threw the case out. He said, this is frivolous. You have nothing here. You have absolutely no basis for anything. So it's been, and in fact, one of these was just last week. So they've been thrown out of court twice. There's nothing there. If you ever hear the word emollient, you know they got nothing. They should just come in with fishing poles. It's a fishing expedition. They should just show up wearing fishing hats with the lures in them. Now, the other thing is, I like Cy Vance. He's a good guy, Cy Vance. He's no Robert Morgenthau, but he's Cy Vance. He's a good guy. He's been a pretty good district attorney. He's about to embarrass the hell out of this legendary office. Apparently, they're going to investigate Stormy Daniels and the Stormy Daniels date with Donald Trump. They want to call Michael Cohen in to testify. Their angle will be that he later paid money to Stormy Daniels. What are they calling it? False business records or something? They made a payment to Stormy Daniels at one point. I can't even remember now. Was it $120,000?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. So Michael Cohen did it. And who knows what you call that when you do that?
Call it trying to keep somebody quiet.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is, but who knows what. You got to call it something. So they're going to try to call this falsifying business records.
Oh, so he's trying to use it as a write-off?
No, I don't think you just have to, for instance, I shouldn't say this publicly, but certain big award shows that you see on television, music shows, they have to hire like 10 hookers for some of these acts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, producers have told me this. Some of the biggest musical acts demand that they bring them in and put them on the payroll. And one of them told me once he didn't know what to, he argued with everybody, even the union. He goes, we got to put them in as something. So they put them in as dancers.
Oh, okay.
They were classified as dancers for the union. So you got to, if you pay off Stormy Daniels and you put that in the, you got to classify that as something. But anyway, the whole thing is stupid. This is Cy Vance. He's a good guy, but it's like he's saying, there's no more crime left. I have nothing to do all day. Let me do this. I would think this has got to be the lowest priority thing in the world. Isn't he up for re-election at some point?
I would think so, yeah.
That could be why he's doing this, maybe to curry favor with the crazy Democrats. But it's embarrassing for the office. That's a legendary district attorney's office.
And that's going to take up resources, too.
It takes up time, money, assistant DAs. Use it on real crime. Use it on. This is the same district attorney's office, along with the mayor, that have been declassifying crimes. You know, like they took 20 crimes and said they're no longer crimes.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Like urinating in the street and defecating and all. No longer crimes. You get a desk appearance ticket. Yeah, I'm sure you'll see that guy again. So it's just awful for the DA's office to do this. Tonight is the big debate. It's in Houston. It's from 8 until 11. Who has 3 hours to watch these idiots?
Somebody will.
I don't know. It's on ABC. It's what does that mean? They're not that crazy George Clintonopoulos. I hope not.
No, I'm not quite sure who the moderator is.
Not that evil Martha Raddatz. Just awful.
No, I'm not quite sure who the moderator is.
That Martha Raddatz, the worst. Remember how biased and lopsided she was in the presidential debates? It's one of these formats where you only get a minute to answer. It's not, you know, the Lincoln-Douglas debate was like 12 hours. On each question, you had an hour and a half to answer. This was like a minute to answer. There'll be an opening statement, but no closing statement. That's usually the best part. That's usually where you really learn something.
Oh, here are the moderators. George Stephanopoulos is there.
Oy.
David Muir.
He's good. I actually like him.
Lindsay Davis, who's our White House correspondent.
Lindsay Davis. We should have a contest if anybody knows who the hell this is. Lindsay Davis.
Jorge Ramos from Univision.
Oh, God. Jorge Ramos. Jorge Ramos. That was the greatest moment. Remember the Trump campaign?
Go back to Univision.
Yeah, go back to Univision, and he had him thrown out. And Jorge Ramos is like 4'8". They were carrying him out, these big bodyguards. Jorge Ramos. So who's the conservative they have in there?
I don't see one.
Well, it's a Democratic debate. Yeah. You might as well have Jorge. That David Muir is pretty good. If you are forced to watch one of these evening newscasts, you think anybody still watches network news? But if you have to, David Muir is the best one. It's the least fake news of the bunch. So it's tonight in Houston. It goes on for 3 hours. This is how you know Biden is the worst candidate, the worst. Usually they say what their mission is today. You know, like they'll say, it's important that she not look so far to the left, or it's important that she looks strong on the border. They always give you those kind of what she has to do.
Right, yeah.
But the Biden, this is not a joke. He has to look like he's not mentally ill. He has to look like he's coherent.
Don't fall asleep.
Falling asleep would be okay. It just means he's tired. Don't stop in the middle of the sentence and go, my time is up. Remember he did that I think my time is up. In other words, he was saying, I'm lost. I don't know what to say. I can't find my place.
Donald Hump.
Yeah, remember that one?
We choose unity over division. We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts.
And the poor guy in the car has to say, you know, that's not what we wrote. You mixed it up a little. It was like with Hillary. You remember there were these debates where all she had to do was not fall down or cough for 5 minutes? That's bad enough. This is, he just has to sound like he knows where he is. Has to be able to finish sentences. So this is so pathetic.
Well, I'm sure he's going to get attacked by the other candidates.
I don't know. I think they're going to just let him fail on his own. They got to be careful now. Remember Kamala Harris did that in debate one, attacked the hell out of him, bloodied him up a little, but then that sent her down in the polls. You got to remember a couple of things. In the early debates, whoever the big attack dog is who takes out the big ones, that one never gets the nomination. That's always been the case. Also remember, whoever the nominee is in the end was always in single digits at this point. Whoever the front runners are at this point never get the nomination. You can ask Edmund Muskie, Paul Tsongas, Jeb Bush, all those sort of guys.
So it's going to be Beto O'Rourke then?
No. He's just there for amusement. He's just there to...
the mayor's just thinking that could be Bill de Blasio.
No, he's not in the debate anymore.
He's not in the debate.
No, you'll never see him again. That's it. Although you'll see Tom Steyer in the next one, who's a really weird, bizarre, bitter, weirdo-looking guy. So did we solve the Donald Trump, what he was watching the morning of 9/11 mystery?
No, it was just out there.
Yeah, in other words, he said, I was watching a business channel... But if I'm correct, there was no Fox Business Network back then.
No, I think it was CNBC.
Yeah, he didn't want to say the name. So I don't think there was a Fox Business Network yet. Yeah, there wasn't in 2001. So it was CNBC. He said he was waiting for an interview with Jack Welch to come on. And then they came in with, and there was one report, it might be a boiler fire. CNBC has checked all the video. They never said that. But it could be, just like me or everybody else, probably flipping channels. Once you saw 9/11, you started flipping channels. So
yeah. It
could have been said somewhere, and he heard it. The other thing, it's a minor thing. They thought it was a boiler fire. Nobody remembers that. What was the other thing they got him on?
About going down there.
Well, he did go down there. You can see the video.
Yeah.
As soon as it was open for people to go down there, he was down there. I guess that was it, just the boiler. But you know, look at all the fuss. Everybody, New York Times, massive fact-checking of this. Do you remember Hillary Clinton just out-and-out lied about 9/11?
Oh, that's right, yeah. Where her daughter was?
No fact-checking at the time. Hillary got right on TV. My daughter, Chelsea, was right there. She was jogging by as it happened. You know, remember they checked the records? Chelsea was in Wisconsin or something. Chelsea, and look at her. Chelsea never went jogging in her life. She just made up a whole fake story. No fact-checking. Nobody corrected it. Nobody said anything. They let it go. It's like the sniper fire. Remember that one?
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, they make it sound like Donald Trump is the first politician ever to embellish, exaggerate, make up tall tales. We've never seen this before, ever. Hillary Clinton, while first lady, made up a fake story that she's the first lady of the United States. The plane landed in Bosnia, and there was sniper fire all over the runway, so she had to duck and run through the sniper fire. Now, I want you to think about this lie. She's the first lady of the United States on Air Force 1.5 or whatever it is. And I interviewed the pilot once, and he said, first of all, I would never land on a runway where there was sniper fire. I wouldn't have landed the plane. And he said, and if somehow by accident I did, I would never open the door. I'd never let anybody out of the plane. So she is trying to tell us that the Secret Service said to her, ma'am, there's sniper fire. Why don't you just duck and run through it? We're supposed to believe that. Then we're supposed to believe, she said, you're kidding, right? No, just duck down, duck low and run through it. You'll be okay. And she's so stupid. It never occurs to her. She's the first lady landing in Bosnia. They're going to have TV cameras. They're shooting this, filming this. You can see there's no sniper fire. In fact, she gets out of the plane. There's a little girl with flowers. She hugs the girl. There's people there to greet her. They have a ceremony on the runway for 20 minutes.
But she must have heard sniper fire somewhere.
Yeah, so how come?
Yeah, right.
How come that was never fact-checked by the New York Times or fake news? Remember, there is a CBS news report. I'll give them credit. I should find this and put this up again. They interviewed her about 2 days later. She said, look, I made a mistake. It was midnight. I was tired. I didn't know what I was saying. So CBS went and got the video. It was at noon when she was being interviewed. Then she said it again at 2 o'clock. Then she said it the next day. She said it like 9 times all in the middle of the day. So the biggest liar in history is Hillary Clinton. But they're worried about Donald Trump with a tweet where he said something like he maybe lied about why Bolton was fired. You know, Obama used to lie every day. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. The IRS scandal, we'll definitely be getting to the bottom of that. They're still talking about Bolton.
Yeah, right.
Is this 2 days now? We're waiting for fake news to figure out there is nobody in America that knows John Bolton worked there, that cares about John Bolton, that even, what would you say the percentage of people know who John Bolton is in America? 3%?
I wouldn't even think it's that high.
No, they, whenever you say Bolton, they just keep thinking of Michael Bolton. They don't know who you're talking about. It doesn't mean anything to anybody. Why was Bolton fired?
John is somebody that I actually got along with very well. He made some very big mistakes when he talked about the Libyan model for Kim Jong-un. That was not a good statement to make. You just take a look at what happened with Gaddafi. That was not a good statement to make.
They are kind of lying. These are kind of just excuses. The truth is, he was hired for one reason. Nobody took him seriously. They didn't invite him into most of the meetings. Nobody listened to him. He was known as a guy who was a super hawk calling for nuclear war. Trump thought it would be good to have him there, because when you're negotiating with North Korea and all these places and Taliban, he wanted them to think there's a guy in the room yelling for a nuclear attack on them. He wanted them to be a little frightened by Bolton, which worked for about 8 months. But in the last 6 months, they realized everybody had gotten word Bolton has no influence. He doesn't listen to Bolton. So he became useless. That's why he got rid of him. So that was it.
Actually, I kind of agree with that theory, because when he was hired, there was that fear. Oh, my God, he's going to get Trump into a war.
Yeah, but word leaks out. And even North Korea, those guys, they got pretty good intelligence. They talk to people. They can start to hear Bolton's not being listened to. 5 months later, they find out Bolton's not even in the room anymore. He's not even in the meeting. So that he was just became useless. So that's, and he wasn't getting along with people. You know, when you got one of those no-show jobs, key is don't fight with everybody. Just sit in your, do what Jared does. Go sit in the office all day. General Kelly used to walk by and look in there and go, what is he doing there all day?
Just go sit in your office.
Just go sit in your office. It's like the son-in-law hired at the company.
They play solitaire. Just
don't bother anybody. Don't get in the way. You'll be there forever. Hey, check out the webpage. A lot of great stuff up there. This is fascinating. This is the, I think it's the Channel 7 newscast. The night before 9/11.
Oh, wow.
It opens with the World Trade Center. It's interesting. It's the night before 9/11. Also, you know how they keep telling you Trump is behind in every poll, he can't win, every Democrat could beat him?
Mm-hmm.
Go watch this video of 2016. These are the same exact people. Watch what they said then. Don't believe a word they say. Watch this video from 2016 and you'll just laugh at them. Also, Alec Baldwin, he's actually a very good impressionist. He really is. Watch him do the entire cast of The Godfather. It's pretty amazing. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
Can't hear the whole show live? Get the rest with Mark Simone on demand. Get his podcast at 710WOR.com/Mark.
Mr. New York, Mark Simone.
On 710WOR.
Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. You want the new iPhone? You want to be the first? You can order it tomorrow morning. You can't. It'll be in the stores September 20th, but it's available to buy online tomorrow starting at 8 a.m. So there will be millions of Apple freaks at 8 a.m. Eastern Time at 7:59 waiting for it to go on sale. And just hit the button. You can actually pre-qualify, pre-order, if you want to really be a lunatic about this and speed this up. There's an app for the Apple Store. It's not the App Store app. It's another one called the Apple Store app. You can go on that, pre-register, pre-everything. That way at 8 a.m. tomorrow, you just hit one button and you're all set. Let's go to Victoria in New York. Hey, Victoria.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Hey, Victoria. How are you?
I'm good. You know,
yes.
I think President Trump should run a national lottery to help fund the wall. People love to get a chance to win money. And you know what? It would show undoubtedly major support among his followers. It would create an unbelievable campaign hype. Hey, he could even sell lottery tickets at his rallies. I just love this. Create more national attention to a crisis.
It sounds very good. It's an excellent idea. You know, they keep talking about the wall, the cost of the wall. $3.6 billion. They're having a heart attack that he took that out of the Pentagon budget. Any Democrat gets elected, $150 billion will come right out of the Pentagon budget. We mentioned this yesterday. The website for Obamacare, not Obamacare, just the website costs $5 billion. Do you remember the furor over that from the news media? Do you remember massive New York Times, CNN, MSNBC pieces? Why would a website cost $5 billion? No, nobody mentioned it. Not a story.
Seems like a pretty basic purchase to me. Yeah, $5 billion.
Remember when they started Facebook? I think that was $500,000.
And it didn't work either, did it?
Yeah, it didn't work. $5 billion to build a website. Every business builds a website. Every restaurant, everybody. They hire a kid, a millennial comes in. How much to build a website? Well, he says, this is very complex what you're doing. This will be $50,000. And he goes, 50? Well, okay, 30. Obama, $5 billion for a website. And the fake media looked the other way on it. Hey, we lost a great man. Boone Pickens was one of the greatest business guys ever. He was a very wise guy. I'm looking at all these people. Warren Buffett said, the best of the best. Carl Icahn, all these guys praised him. I used to love Boone Pickens, got to spend a lot of time with him. Here's the best piece of wisdom he ever gave me. Just remember this. This is important to always remember. You know how you wanted to do something, you never did it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like 8 months ago, you should have started this. And you
right,
didn't.
Yeah.
So I said that to him once. I said, like 8 months ago, I should have started that. I should have done it. They always remember this. He said, yeah, that was the best time to do it. He goes, the second best time? Right now. Just remember that. Whenever you think, why didn't I do this? Why didn't the second best time to do it? Right now. And he was one of the most charitable, generous guys. Like a lot of those guys, he grew up in a little, tiny, tiny little shack. A little house. And then, of course, all these years later, he's living in the most unbelievable estate on the biggest ranch. He went and found that little house and brought it there.
Oh, cool.
And put it on the property. And every so often he'd walk over and sit in it and remember where he came from.
That's smart.
Yeah, it's very nice. Remember where you came from. And remember that rule. That was the best time to have done it. Second best time right now. Just go do it right now. When we come back, Lionel will be with us. Lots to talk to him about in a moment on 710 WOR. Let's get all the latest news. Here's Joe Bart.
Mr. New York.
Mark Simone.
On 710 WOR.
Well, Lionel, of course, longtime radio TV host, YouTube star. You go to Lionel Nation at YouTube or follow Lionel on Twitter. Lionel, how you doing? Oh, did we lose him? Wait a minute. He's there somewhere.
Pardon me.
There you are. We can hear you now.
I'm sorry. And if I might, October 5th at the Cutting Room.
Oh, good. We'll be there
yet again. Mark, I've got to tell you something. This president is a genius. You know the term trolling. It's kind of used incorrectly, but I'm convinced he does things to deliberately drive these people crazy. It's like the cat with a laser pointer.
He does.
For example, have you heard the latest one today? She's got a son.
Yeah.
Have you heard that today?
Yeah.
Okay, hashtag, have you talked about that? Hashtag, she's got a son. During the chorus, he was talking about vaping. He had First Lady with him. And he was talking about vaping, and she said, but the First Lady is very concerned about this because she's got a son, a very good young man, a smart young man, a good whatever she says. She's got a son that's a beautiful young man, and she feels very strongly about it. She's got a son. He didn't say, we have a son, I have a son. Now, you would think people would say, look, we don't have enough time to talk about this. The world is falling apart. Whether he said it or not, if we somehow have time, maybe we'll talk about this. Oh no, on social media they're going crazy, and I think he does it on purpose. He should go out of his way, for example, to confuse emoluments with emollients.
It's not emollients.
Now if he were to do that, he would drive people crazy. If he were to confuse Article 1, Section 9, the emolument clause.
Well, I said emollient, so I'm not really...
I'm not saying you did.
No, I'm not stupid. I was trolling everybody.
Don't fall on the sword, Mark. Please.
What is it? Emolument.
But emolument is... By the way, it's a title of nobility clause. Emolument is somebody... A president enjoys benefits, is paid during... is given a gift or an award... Oh. During the presidency. And by the way, What you do is what Obama does. You get that later on with Netflix. Netflix is how you make your money later on. I wonder how can a $20 a month subscription base pay Dave Chappelle $80 million? I don't get this, but I digress. Next, have you talked to vaping people ever?
Yeah.
These people are nuts. Have you ever talked to a vapor?
Oh, all the time.
Excuse me. They're crazy. Second only, well, let me just go back. What they'll do is they'll say, you know, vaping is better than cigarettes. What? Vaping is better than cigarettes. Marijuana is better than heroin. Heroin is better than crack. I mean, this is not even an argument. And when you talk to them, they get very, very incensed. Second only to this group, never get involved in this argument. You know, one of the biggest myths ever is the heart benefits and the health benefits of olive oil.
It's good for you.
It's a monosaccharide. It's 100% fat.
It's good for you. It's olive oil. The Godfather drank olive oil.
100% fat. You could put Ben and Jerry's, pour it over a salad. You'll actually do much better than this. Now, tell somebody that. And instead of them saying, oh, you know, maybe it's, you know, I like it, though. Let me look into it. I'm not sure. They'll say, hey, wait a minute. It's better than coconut oil, or I'm Italian. It's this insanity. People don't know how to argue anymore. And I also want to tell you something, Mark. And I didn't want to bring this up, but a lot of people have mentioned this to me, and people stop me on the street for some no particular reason. I've known you for a long time, and I'm really worried.
Uh-oh.
Mark, this fetish you have about the iPhone, I want to talk to you about this. Do you have anybody you can talk to? A friend, maybe?
Well,
maybe a professional.
I've traced it down. The cause of it is, it's 2019 now. You're still with your Motorola StarTech.
Oh, no. I love the iPhone. No. I love it. Oh, no. I love Apple and Mac and all this stuff. I love it. But when the new AirPod was coming out, I didn't call relatives at 3 in the morning and say, now listen, when you and Joe go through this, and Joe shows kind of like a normal, I think, kind of an incredulity. It's like, well, is a better phone? Don't you understand? It's the best camera ever. Now, how do you even tell? The cameras are so good. They really are. Remember the old days, the poor hour? Remember the guy who had an hour? You know, you bring your roll of film and they
get... Yeah. Well, you may not be a big photographer, but if you are, you can tell because in the lowest light, you can get clarity you couldn't get before. You
listen
can take
to this.
Yeah.
So you can better capture moments of lone at these wonderful dockside restaurants.
Well, the difference is I'm taking pictures at 1 in the morning when you're asleep. I need that low light.
Tim Cook. Nobody cares. Everybody goes, okay, it's a phone.
Wait.
Nobody. 90,000 different rollouts?
Wait a minute. You ever notice when they put the phone on the market, they sell 90 million in the first 2 months? It can't just
be me.
Again,
this is fast. The world is falling apart. I love your ability to focus on something that is incredible. I love it. You're just, listen, that's the beautiful part about what you do. You show this sense of interest in something more than anybody else. And that's why we listen. But going back to the president, do you understand, does anybody recognize how he has paralyzed the Democratic Party, paralyzed the left, paralyzed the progressives, or whatever you want to do? They have yet to come up with a program, a platform, a vision, a worldview. But today, hashtag, she's got a son. There are people, as we speak, and I mean this, all over. I think he does this on purpose.
Oh, he does. I can tell you that. He's been doing it for a million years. He does it on purpose.
And they don't seem to alert. Now, aside from what anybody says, Joe Biden is their best bet.
No.
Not Warren. Nope. Uh-uh.
Well, not
and
Warren.
And you also have to think about, do you think people would vote for a Harvard professor? Why? Do you think that matters to anybody? Where are you? What is it, from Gilligan's Island, Thurston Howell? Do you think anybody even understands what that means? These people would say, you know, I don't particularly like Elizabeth Warren. She's a Harvard professor.
No, I mean a scolding, a lecturing, scolding old grandmother. Who's going to vote for
that? That's different. That's different. She looks kind of like, remember Tweety Bird?
Yeah.
Like the old lady. Yes, I understand that. That's a different story. But the fact that you always say, do you think they would vote in or elect a Harvard professor? Yes. Yes, people would. Because they don't know what they're doing. Of course they would. Doesn't matter whatsoever. But Joe Biden, let me tell you something. This guy still makes people feel comfortable. We all know a Joe Biden. We don't know an Elizabeth Warren. We don't run into this one ever.
Yeah.
But the Joe, we all have a Joe in our life. Mark, I'd like to think of you as our Joe. Lovable, affable, kind of just a regular guy. I mean you're familiar. We know you. You never let us down.
He may be all that, but it's a fake everyman act, and he's now a little senile. He doesn't know where he is. Those are problems.
You really think he's senile? I don't for a moment think he is senile. This is the best part. Hillary Clinton walked around with Fresnel lenses. Fresnel lenses during the Benghazi, which we all forgot about, the Benghazi hearing, that's for diplopia, for double vision. She walked around in these weird neurological fugues, having seizure after seizure, falling down. She had a man next to her with a benzo pen who would jump up and stab her in the neck when she would freeze. Nobody said a word. Not one word. Trump says one pronunciation incorrectly, refers to a boiler when it was in fact a heater, and they want to give him the 25th Amendment.
Well, I hate to say we're out of time, but you can see Lionel at the Cutting Room October 5th, right? Where you can get
correct.
Where should I go get tickets? Go to
Lionel at Lionel Media on Twitter, right there. Pinned, there's the information, Mark. Thank you so much.
At Lionel Media on Twitter. It's Lionel Nation on YouTube. Lionel, thanks for being with us.
And you are our emollient. And I mean that, sir.
Emollient. All right, there you go. Thanks for being with us. Hey, everybody, check out the webpage. Some great stuff. This is fascinating to watch. It's the Channel 7 11 o'clock news. The night before 9/11. Look what they were talking about. The night before. Also, when people tell you all the polls show Trump losing in 2020, watch this video from 2016. These are the same idiots getting it totally wrong. You'll laugh when you watch this. And then Alec Baldwin, love him or hate him, he's a great impression. Watch him do the whole cast of The Godfather. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark.